Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went out from there, and he came into his own country, and the disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and men were astonished, saying, "But where has this man this thing? And what is done in him that was given to him? That even such mighty works are wrought by hands. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah?" That's Jude, the one that is the apostle. And Simon, "are not the sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But what did Jesus say? He said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own place, in his own country, among his own kin, and in his own house. And there he could not do such mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon his few sick people and ill, and he maddened because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching." Hallelujah. I think a prophet without honor. Okay, Jesus, this is Jesus, you know. I say, they were astonished, you know. This is Jesus now. I know him. Is he not the carpenter? Hallelujah. Actually, you call it astonishment. Jesus calls it offense. He said, they were offended. He said, blessed is the man who is not offended in me. He said, because of their unbelief. Because that act of disunion, unbelief. Familiarity brings content, even though that place is not divinely inspired. But it's all true today. You're just familiar, you know. Sometimes, because we get the privilege to be close to people, we now lose the wonder we once had. I told myself that will never happen to me. And that's not. It will not. Amen. No. Before you met the from my father, Jesus said, "That only if I can just get you, only if I can just have him on my WhatsApp." He called me. He said, "I collected your number from so, but I still don't see your WhatsApp. I don't see your profile picture. I don't send it. And that's because I don't have your number. Because if I don't have your number, you send, I have not saved it." He said, "Yes, sir." And so I did. And as I was, he was just talking. Let me the story. Familiarity. Is he not my brother? You call him some, call him bro. Bro is my bro. Familiarity. They knew they were familiar with Jesus. They knew his brothers. They knew his primary school. A prophet without honor. A prophet without honor cannot bless you. So you now begin to see what you once revered as something ordinary or someone ordinary. What is dishonor? Dishonor means to treat what you should treat special as common. That's dishonor. To treat what is meant to be special as common. You know, there are people that God places in our lives for us to treat specially. Yeah? God has put this person in your life for you to treat the person specially. Of course, the brethren, hallelujah, you treat the church of God special. Anyone who is a member of the local church, not even the local church, anyone who is born of the Spirit, hallelujah, you treat special in the world. The Bible now records that you must say, double honor for those who teach you that double special treatment. No, there are some people who just have to be balanced with that. You just have to be biased. I tell someone, there's a Jimmy on Facebook, I've said this before. And he said, that pastor, that pastor, I just always post. Every time you share, every time you post, picture. And I do like that, that's human worship. He said, okay, what do I do? He said, no, you don't have to do all that. Now, get it on. Is this Jesus? I said, yes. What else? What I said, you don't hear what I want to say. You came with your own weapon. Is it Jesus? I said, yes. What do you want to do now? Go and talk to Jesus. I said, it's Jesus. And now at the end of the conversation. By then, no, you know that it's Jesus. Only time is Jesus. Oh yeah. Do your best.
am biased about. Not because of that will give me anything, but because of the honor I have for them.
Honor does not mean the person has to earn it. Some people are not even perfect. Some are not even earn it. Probably you're older, probably you use the world more. Honor is not like respect that is earned. Honor is given. It's free. Hallelujah. If he hears Jesus in his own time, and if he accorded any honor whatsoever, they offended. Familiarity has blinded the wonder. Now, you know how many times have we refused to get blessed because we deserve? The issue is, people often fail to realize or to recognize or to come to the knowledge of the fact that God will always use men. You see, God will always use a man. And there's no man that God has ever used or will use or is using that is perfect. We may never we must not make that mistake, to say, or to forget the man God uses. But the man God is using. God will always use man. If a man, you know, if a man that determines your eternity, if that a man preached to you, I mean, Jesus, you know, appears to you. Believe me. Jesus appears to you. He said, wow, my son, I need you. In my mind, you are mine. I am yours. Then he preached the gospel to you. A man preached the gospel. That way, a man determines your eternal life. A man determines whether he is filled with the Holy Ghost or not. How about that one? The tongue you speak is of the Spirit, but a man showed you the path. So God is his name. Sometimes it might even be the person you don't like. Now look at, I said, I just want to change that cell. I want to change that cell. I don't like the leader. It might even be the person you don't like. But the truth is, we don't get to choose who God uses for us. We don't get to choose. We only get to choose. So the baby in Nazareth, it was Jesus. The one they watched grow up. They watched him grow up. They knew his history. No, but all of that will not matter. If you don't receive from him, in the book, whether you saw him in primary school, or you saw him in high grade, or you also saw him hallelujah. It's true, man. It's a man that depends on how you get blessed or not. And so, who has God placed in your life? Let's introduce him. Who has God placed in your life? Your pastor, your leaders, your study group leader, you know, are you receiving from them in honor? A prophet without honor blesses no one, but yet he is blessed. He is blessed. So Jesus is not just says, he that receives a prophet in the name of the prophet. You what? He will receive a prophet's reward. If you receive a prophet in the name of a classmate, you receive what? A classmate reward. Don't have me copy assignment or you copy notes. If you receive prophets in the name of a what? Colleague. No, no, just colleagues at work. You receive a colleague's reward. Clocking. Email. If you receive a prophet in the name of a common man, you remain a common man. If Jesus is teaching something vital in the faith, see, we cannot reduce honor from Christianity. We can't. A church, a society that is without honor, will self-destruct. I mean, the devil will not touch it. Hallelujah. Do you know why men said? The devil will not even touch it. He will show anything. It will destroy by itself a society without honor. And so we can't remove on the Christian faith. We must never let offense color our judgment of the people of God and the people that God has placed in our lives. Offense must never color your judgment. Are there times when you will be, what do you call it now? Furious, or you know, that's quite strong. When you will be happy with some people, yes, you are not a perfect person now. You are not a perfect man. But you think I'm always full of Holy Ghost every time? Every time, I just speak in tongues. Huh? Every time, you say, I just want to be a pastor. I'm just a fool. Let's just do ourselves like this.
Sometimes people will do things. Why would you do that? A man of God! And like all this.
But never let offense in. Never. It's rubbish.
So, I say that.
And don't let anybody drag you into their own mess, their own offense.
First, they are offended.
Okay, they try to drag you. So, you should come out here. Come out here. Come and say yes, it did.
I'm not saying. Come on, sir.
Indeed.
You know, never let people drag you. No. I'm not saying, you're a pastor and judge.
Get between who are you? You're your pastor? Who am I?
The Lord Jesus? Assistant Jesus? The timekeeper of the rapture? Hallelujah! So there's nothing bad to you. It's just like that. There's nothing you can say about it.
You'll be the one wrong.
Can you?
There's nothing you can say.
How can you convince me of someone who actually taught me ministry?
What does he say? Take care of you.
How about I don't like?
Okay. Can you help me shut the door on the way out? That's a polite way to say, ask someone out. That's me asking you out. Asking out, I know you know this. I'm not asking you out. Let me shut the door. There's a way to turn the key. Do you observe right now? Do you observe? I didn't observe anything. Observer. I'm a mother. I didn't observe anything. You say, no, I just noticed. Notice board. Ecclesiastes. I didn't notice anything. No, if there's a way, I said there's no way. Really? How about Koba? Miriam. Who is that? Miriam. Hallelujah. Some of you are just out there to get into their mess. He has gone for like, he has been like 12 churches. He can tell you, this church, they have been done with their service now.
What's the second Sunday?
Second Sunday. The second service finishes.
After that thing, they are always attending in every church. There's no pastor that fits you. There's no pastor that is perfect. Because the grace of God on everyone's life is different. No, there is grace for salvation. Many people mistaken this and they just teach grace in the lines of salvation. By grace, are you saved? Are you just saved? Through faith? The gift of God, less than man should boast? No, not of works. But grace is not just salvation. Grace means what the Lord gives without merit. What the Lord gives without merit. And there's also what values grace for ministry. Not just salvation. What did Peter do to deserve Jesus telling me to feed the flock? Why Peter was angry? After all, angry knew Jesus first. It's just grace. Then he said, I labored more than every of the apostles put together. Then he tells you, I say, but not me, but the grace of God that is upon me. There are some people you can't fight with. There are some people you can't compete with. It's grace. Some things are not by study. So you are not by strength. Just expose yourself to more grace. There are things you do that I know some people will do better. There are things some people are doing that I will do better. It's the grace of God. Get used to its beautiful style. It's the grace of God. As I tell you, no two pastors are the same. You can even have the same doctrine, but no two pastors are the same. You can teach the same thing, but no two pastors are the same. The grace of God upon our lives are different. And sometimes you really know with years. You know, sometimes it takes years for you to recognize that. Ooh, true. My husband has been in your study saying, hey, but people here say,
sir, I want to be on my way.
No. I just let her say, Yeah, you are saying, die by fire. Just give you know. I don't know. Why would he say? He did come to your church. Did he ask your church website and they put what he said here? Then keep quiet. Obviously, this man is operating with the grace of God. There's a wrong for doctrine and doctrine of soundness. Even if you even give account to the Lord for that, you're going to give account. But don't toy with the grace of God. Every man God uses are imperfect people. Nobody is perfect. Obviously, me, I'm talking to you, I'm not.
said obviously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you receive a prophet with honor.
No,
I will do ministry with honor to my heart. Just pure honor. Just pure honor. No offense.
Where's your peace? Someone showing you that you are not really happy with. Okay, you just want to put it. Everything you are through, you say, fire back.
You can't, number one, you can't raise men full of the spirit. Number two, you have peace. Because that was the edification. That was the edification. I will tell you the difference in one day. Edification. There's a place in the Bible that I edify. It is something. I will say that one day. Hallelujah. Some people, what they do is edification. So don't let familiarity becloud you. Don't let it becloud you. Every man God is, they are not people that are perfect. It's not because of what they are doing.
Right from Cain and Abel. You know, I don't know that Cain was Abel was a good guy.
Mm-mm.
Just grace. He grace through faith, of course. He brought something, he brought a sacrifice. That was accepted. Cain got foolish. That was of the wicked one. That attitude, that action was of the wicked one. He murdered his brother. Why are you dead?
It's a bad day. I don't know how to interpret that one. Not like God is happy with. And you are angry. Sometimes you are angry that God is using some people. So why would pastor say that? Better to take that prayer. No, why? Why? After all, I'm a better man of God. Do you know how many hours I pray? No. I will cut my prayer chain for you one day. I will call it you hear tongues. Remember one guy? You used to think that tongues when you say Makataya Agudi. That those are the honk tongues. That when you say episode Simonako. Those are I say, when you come, I say, Abba, who said that? Tongues. Let me cut my tongues for you. I'm not going to go. Yeah, then I'm going to show you myself. Show yourself. You are showing yourself. You are a carnal Christian. Of course, you know what that means.
To moi! As the man that God used to save the world. Observe it from listening, from Cain and Abel. Familiarity. It's familiar with them. When you see people that God are using, the person is learn from them.
From that, someone is now a study group leader. He's now a cell leader.
What is the pattern of his life? Somebody must have been saying, hallelujah. Somebody must have been saying, a commitment, a consistency. Also, you learn from that. You don't fight God. Cain was offended in his own brother. Noah, he said the world. Of course, his children. And the reason of daddy. He took them into the ark. And one night, Noah got drunk. Nobody got to use his pocket. Now you see your pastor drunk.
Man. Oh, you're so good of this world. See this world? For the world to come. I set anyone aside. You know?
Not that I now got drunk, he now got naked.
Hallelujah.
And his first son is Am. Said father.
Bible says he now went to tell his brothers.
The issue was not that he saw his father. He wasn't the one that stripped him naked. That's not the issue. The issue was that, you know what they call kiss and tear?
You guys know kiss and tear. Nobody knows just suddenly.
So he now went to tell his brothers. But actually in the Hebrew, he told it casually.
That is in a mess. I don't know. He has messed up himself.
The single man, you know the grace of God was upon his life. That means you have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Remember? Found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is a man that God bestowed grace upon to save the entire world.
You know, his two brothers were not like him. They were wiser. They were wiser.
Why in the story where? No one did.
They now took the garment and went with their back. Then covered their father. Did you see his nakedness? warriors up the next morning, and he cursed Ham. So you will be a servant of your brothers. And it happened, though. It happened. It's not happening under the new covenant. He was cursed. Now God, because of the sake of Noah, just like Cain, Cain became a vagabond. Not because of anything, because of Abel. You can't fight it. The people in Jesus' town remained sick. Not because there was no healing, but because there was no honor. Not because there was the absence of the healing power, but because of their unbelief. Christ demonstrated in this honor. So you watch it. You watch it. There are people that God has placed in your life for you to receive from, and you do that in pure honor. God would use a man that humbles himself. I don't believe Pastor Christian Lenker says, what you don't honor cannot be yours. You know what I mean? You did. And then you expect one day to erase him and see. But yeah, they don't say anything. They will erase the flag of Nigeria. Brings to mind Moses' story. You know, as another man, you know, Moses, Abraham. Let me talk about Abraham. Very imperfect man. Those are people who are imperfect. See, there's nobody that is there. I'm saying it again. Moses are waste time now. Abraham went to Egypt. And he called for his sister. And he gives her, time to come now. And Abraham, because of money, he left Sarah. And because he was scared, because the king, you know, definitely now. Kings do, your wife goes to the palace. And if you say, wow, you covered the earth, come. You know, your wife is gone. The strong kingdoms. You fight, fight, nothing happens. And so, Pharaoh took the wife. And you look at the mind, you know. Bible says, God caused a plague to run throughout Egypt because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Because Abraham is called a prophet. Genesis 27. That is the first person to be called a prophet. So you watch it. It happened again with Abimelech. This one you don't even know anything. You're just innocent by you. Innocent by you. I don't. I was like, God, what do you mean? You're a dead man. You're a dead man walking. He said, what did I do? The person with you is a perfect life. He said, I don't know. No innocent by you, Baba. God forgave him because he has not touched Sarah. Who was after Abraham? He was not calling Sarah's sister now. Abu? My sister, my God gave me touch that part. You forget that one. It's the paradise of grace. It's the paradise of grace. The people God is dealing with Abimelech. Lot did not recognize that earlier. Bible says, the Lord said, when I called Abraham, I called him alone. I remember I was teaching Pastor Chris Rathalem and given that. Probably listened to that probably 2014, 13. But when I called Abraham, I called him alone. The prophet works alone. Just going to share with you. But when you serve God, sometimes you must learn to go all the way yourself. And I called Abraham, I called him alone. That's what I'm saying. But Lot, he was Abraham's brother's son. That is that you were called nephew, right? He was Abraham's nephew. So, he took Lot, Abraham, and as things got better, finer, more industrial, Lot now had his own servants, his industries, he had registered with the CAC. Lot was doing fine. Lot had people working for him, had branches in Obodo Indo, in the abroad. One day, the henchman of Lot and the henchman of Abraham had issues. So why your cows be grazing on this place now? No, why? And Abraham entered. And he went to Lot. Lot told Lot, let there be no strife between me and you. If I was Lot, since you tell me that when you came to Abraham's house, you had just one pair of brothers, you should not be asked, you should say, strife care, daddy, sir, anything, no, just frustrate and leave. Or grief are coming to your court. Let's not say, yeah. And he's telling you, pick a land. Pick anywhere. Repeat. Who are you? Who are you following me? Hey, pick a land. Pick anywhere. Look around. Pick anywhere that you want. And let's pick Delta. Magesa. Delta. of the green ground. You know that where there is water, where there is oil, the left went for it. And guess what he picked? Shaven. Now as soon as he left with the servant, God called Abraham and said, look around. Everywhere is yours. I mean, you know what he picked? The call was Abraham's. You respect that. You honor that. You honor that. If there's something my life is, it's a life of honor. I don't treat the person God treats as special. I don't treat him as common. You won't see me that either. I stay in my lane. You want to preserve your life and ministry. You don't stay in your lane and honor what God honors. Don't get offended. And so, Lord, there are issues. Some people came to raid Sodom. No one to call raid. Again, who did that lot? Abraham, the person that you left. He told you to go and pick land and you picked. And the for forgotten. They are saying you're doing. He told you to pick land and you picked. I don't think he's doing that. And so, Abraham proved to rescue. I don't know that you even get tight of this place. I believe you haven't given up as a tight. I think all of these are rescued. Hallelujah. You didn't get that. They are giving up as a tight. And you are giving up. They are part of the 10%. It's still rescued him. When God was going to destroy Sodom, look at what things happened. Because you know what I mean by God destroying Sodom. Again, who did God talk to? Huh? Who was living there? Lot. Then who did God talk to? Abraham. God did not call Lot. It is Lot. That was just his own Lot. God still wants to talk to Abraham. Shall I? Where did you go back to do in Sodom? That's the question for another day. You are rescued from Sodom. Why did you go back there? Because you went back there, that was why. Now I have wife, have children again. Because it's destruction of the city. Why did you go back to Sodom today? I put you one time like going back to Sodom. I'm going to go back this year. Hallelujah. Probably next year. You know, going back to Sodom. And so, you must honor. All the most doing several examples. Because it's a culture in the church. It's a culture. It's something that God has always upheld. Honor. Honor for the people he uses, honor for what he uses. For example, you honor the house of God. I'm talking about the buildings now in this context. You honor the things God uses. The pulpit, honor it. Honor the microphone. There's a way to honor. Have some value, some sense of value for it. Honor the things God uses, honor the people God uses. Primarily. And look at the story of Moses. This one grabs my heart. Members of the Torah. Show something. It's quite familiarity must never get in your way. Familiarity. I know him now. Was he nothing special? Relate to. Yeah. Dora. Dora. I know her. When you preach me. That's me with you, that's me with you. No. Treat him with honor. I saw her. She gave us. Everybody got seen her. Yeah, it's not mine. She's not even the highest. As I do that, they do it. Shut up. You talk too much. And then talk to you. And then you will be ready. As a media, they do it. You do it. I've never done something that happened before. Tons of angels. Hallelujah. And look at Moses. Verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Hey! Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Moses has not sent you. He comes from the tribe of Israel. And he married an Ethiopian woman. This is even his second wife. The issue was not me marrying an Ethiopian woman. You see, it's very easy. Sometimes, offense, what offense does? Listen, what offense does is that he brings in a legal excuse. An excuse that is quite legal. And then, you can go to somebody that is unreasonable. A legal excuse. Imagine you submitting your assignment note to someone. And then he says, what is this you have done? What is this you have done? And then he throws it down. So that's quite not a good attitude. Legal. What? Why would you say that? What?
you are not going to say that in Israel. But from throwing down in Nazareth, that's even the way last week too. That's crazy. When a leader, the devil is working on you. It's the devil. You bring inside the fires. Don't forget April 2. And in April, he was it. And also 2017. He said, in 1982 to so Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Again, Miriam is Moses' sister. You remember that Moses' sister? The one that was in the river? That was Miriam. That's Miriam. And so he must have seen Moses, he must have known where she's been born. Because she was the nurse. Right? You gave Moses to his mother as a nurse, right? And Miriam was there. No, I was a bumble. Go to school, let's go. Play the phone. Must have seen Moses grow up. It's my little bro. Little bro. I love you, little bro. Man of God, tell me what about you. I love you, little bro. Little bro, but you're a big bro. Abala. And so, Miriam was moving. Everyone knows what he said. Not us, that's true. And they said, as the Lord will be spoken only by Moses. That is the issue. Have you not always spoken to us? And the Lord heard it. So the Lord is 3 years today. It's 3 years. Now the man Moses was very meek. Above all men, which are upon this of the earth. This Moses is writing about Moses. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam. Come out, you people, like this. According to your popularity. Three of you come out. Have you seen that kind of case before? And you know what you have done? You know what ended this thing? Miriam became a leper. In fact, Moses pleaded on his behalf. Nothing happened. Don't be on the wrong side. This issue was not the total one. Can you see? The issue was not that, is it only Moses? Is it the only one? No. See, I don't always have the knowledge. I do not see my other knowledge. I don't give prophecy for 7 hours, I can give you prophecy for 7 hours. It's not only Moses now, it's only you. That's the issue. Issue was only people. That is because I was not even featuring you. When God was going to reward Miriam, did God even talk about the woman? No. It's a bias of grace. Okay? You do the one wrong. It's a familiarity again. Not as a being in the church that would have liked Miriam, you know, right? It's a style. So, I know, Pastor Moses is the man of God. That's there. I know Pastor Moses is the man of God, but, is he the only one teaching me? Is he? I'm not the only cobaye. Tell me, women. Sorry. Apologies. They can drown you. But it's a way when anyone teaches. He gets, I don't know, in my heart, they lie. And I don't know if you ever say, wow. And then, bless the Lord, bless God. Is there any getting to your end? See, I said, I know a man. There's no better place, it does not affect. There's no better. You just work on yourself. If you are placed, your head will sweat. I love Beshala. He's a man of God. He's a man of God. He's a man of God. I don't know what to say again. You know what to say. Allah Kuba. I don't know what to say again. He just gets to my heart. I don't know. There's no pastor teaches you. I don't know. But Roshona. Roshona. So that is the thing that said, David has killed 10,000. Where? He will keep good life. I be lying in 5,000. And be 5,000. So David has killed 10,000. Saul has killed 1,000. Allah Kuba. See, there's a way. Since Miriam. And people A was not very involved in this thing. The issue was Miriam. Aaron obviously was a very weak, looks like a weakling. He's the one that they say, once you worship another idol, we don't have to Moses that one. And they will build a graven image. Where Moses is. We will make you dig 2,000. If this is the one that wants worship, you will not dig 2,000. You walk. That was the one to do. Everyone was like, okay, graven image. Hope the Lord will not be angry. And you are building. It's a recipe for failure for everything. But you start listening to the people alone. And so, Miriam became a leper. God did not even talk about Moses marrying anybody. That's not the issue. Aaron, what God told Aaron is that listen to Moses. Moses will be like a God to you. That's what Moses said. That's what God told Aaron. Strong words. Moses will be like unto you, a God. Ah. And that's the person you are now. You are gossiping at the back. Because, of course, it was not a revelation that the fire talking about the people woman. It's not a revelation of words now. They must have met somewhere. Did you observe a Broadway? Did you observe that? Broadway and shut up. Face your business. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Face your business. You have many names. I can't mention. Because they have no interpretation in the Greek. So, does God not just speak to us? That is what God will say. Verse 6. And he said, hear now my words. Is there be any prophet among you? God was savage. You know, you're not a prophet. No, I'm a prophetess. Prophetess Miriam. Is there, okay, let's assume that there's a prophet among you. Look at you. Let us not be a prophet at all. I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. And will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses, who is faithful in all my house, with whom I have spoken mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches. And the Spirit of the Lord shall lead you. Wherefore, then you are not afraid to speak against my servant. That was what the Lord said. Are you not afraid? Were you not scared? Were you not scared? I've taken away that reverence. These are the people that told Moses that we don't want to hear God. You just want to hear God, right? You go and hear God. We hear what you are saying. But now they are saying, is it the only one God speaks to us too now? As is Miriam, who is the son, the Sam. The Egyptians and the houses, you see them no more. Probably they will be dabbling in our ministry. I don't know, I just want Justice Mayor. That's what I heard. You see, God is using me too now. God is using me. Last time, not many people are. Not many aggressive and feel. In fact, as I was talking last week, the Lord revealed something to me. There's something about the Holy Ghost. You know, it's happening like this. There's something. I don't know. You are showing to yourself. The pastor has not talked to this one. Yeah, it's just a personal revelation that. So, wow. Are you not scared? Hallelujah. But praise God. Moses will be unto you a God. That is, you will say what only Moses asked you to say. That means, you ask Aaron, do you have an idea? See? You look at Moses. Is there an idea? Do you have an idea? Moses said, you don't have an idea. See? I don't have an idea. Yeah. Okay, bro, what should we do concerning this thing? That was God's plan for Aaron. Hear Moses and do what he says. Say what he says. Aaron is not the one talking about Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9. And the hand of the Lord was king against them and departed. And the cloud departed from the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam. And behold, she was leprous. Ah! And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord. Ah! Was that what you are saying last week? Did you say my Lord last week? He said, no. Is it the Lord God is talking to you? Alas, my Lord, I beseech you. Lay not the sin upon us. You are very kind of me. I did the process is coming step by step. Let her not be as one by step. As the of whom was the wife consumed coming out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, here you are now, O God, I beseech you. And the Lord said unto Moses, if our father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up from the camp 7 days. And after, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And after all, the people removed from Azara and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Hallelujah. So there's an honor to accord to people that God is using. I just ask everybody to go on. Awala weta da, you know, then take that is, you are not that brought him up. That's nothing. Actually, you will be the grace of God. Actually, you will be the grace of God. You honor, inspire, and despise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you honor. A prophet without honor does not bless you. The issue is that other people will, will be getting blessed. They just wonder, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Moses. Hallelujah. So you preserve yourself. Preserve yourself. Preserve your life. Preserve your ministry. Live a life of honor. The people you honor, the people you respect, why do you respect them? Why do you honor them? Is it because of the sake of the gospel? Ask yourself. Oh, your son is coming to your house. Your pastor is coming to your house. Yes. Yes. Yes, it's okay, John. And it comes. Yes, sir. Cup of water. That is just looking for what? One. If I cut, you know, train or whatever. But anyone, I don't know, whatever. No, yeah, I see something in natural. It's coming to you. You got the name. You say, you mean so is coming to you, Lassa? You mean so is coming to solo? A week before, you said, you beg your neighbor, please don't make me like that. Please, the compound, let's buy cement. The people you honor, is it because of the gospel? Ask yourself. Sometimes because of familiarity. Oh, you see your pastor every week now. Week in, week out, you must never take that lightly. It's an advantage. It's a privilege. A lot of Christians, a lot of people want to learn what you're learning. A lot of people want to know what you know. Pastor, just a few days ago, crying. Voice note was crying. Yeah, I don't know. Boss is far away, so there's no way you can attend services here. Far away. The only thing I heard was that messages will be available soon. What should I say? He's fit. He doesn't even know. I told myself, then I must honor what I have. Imagine the sincerity of his heart. Imagine the end of the spirit. The end that he has. And yet, there's no one to teach him. Someone goes to church. That he was teaching. This is the covenant of seven generations. Number one. The first generation is the generation of Akabash. The generation of Akabash. What you do is that you carry the pole. You go to river, then you have to go to river, don't you? But you know that this is not right. And so you cherish what you have. You honor it. You place value on it. Never get so familiar that you lose your wonder. Never get so familiar. Never get too familiar. If familiarity is bringing external and offense to you, then you are never mature. Familiarity should help you receive more. It should help you receive more. When you're familiar with your leader, when you're familiar with your pastor, you should even aid more, you, that means you listen more, right? That means you're around him the more, you're learning the more, right? You're even imparted the more. So sometimes he'll just touch you. And they don't realize that, and I will kind of know in your hands. I've done that many times. And just teach you. And probably, as an example, just rest. And I'm praying tongues, and I'm receiving. I can't say that he lays in your hands. You can count that. That's why you can count that any other thing. Maybe I'll just give you an example. I'm counting as impartation. Those are advantages. Things you should take advantage of. Familiarity should never bring you content. That's what happened to Cain. Noah, Abraham. Lot was too familiar. Some people are now calling him assistant Abraham. That's getting familiar. Miriam got familiar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The honor you give them should be because of the message and what you are dealing with the gospel. Don't get familiar with this man. Don't get familiar. You must add that reverence. You must add that honor somewhere. That even before you call, you write down the things you have to say. That's me. Because it's that much. I write down everything I want to say. I don't start stammering. I don't start. So I know which point to go. Sir, also sir. I want to talk about. I don't just approach the chat anyhow. I want to chat. I know what I all I want to say. I have it three pounds. You need that kind of life. In life of honor. Familiarity must not get in the way. The prophet without honor from you cannot bless you. We bless others. While Miriam was a leper, you know the people of Israel are still getting blessed. Familiarity must not die. Last year I go with an example. My example. David.
If you have learned some things to learn from the New Testament, you should know that already. This is what I'm submitting. 2 Samuel 6. Where is Jesus? Are you on something? Learn something? 2 Samuel chapter 6. Look at verse 23. Can we read verse 23 together, everybody? Verse 23. Can we read verse 23 together, everybody wants to go? Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her birth. You know, there's a reason why they were submitting this for us. Yes, really, that's what we need to have anything, guys. So, it was a big lesson to learn from it. He said, Michal, the daughter of Saul, very important, mark that daughter of Saul, that coming back there. The daughter of Saul had no child till the day of her death. What happened to that? Hallelujah. Very early on, you know, the heart was brought to Jerusalem. Let me just give you the background of the story. The heart of covenant was brought to Jerusalem, you know. And so David was dancing. Oh, you know what? You dance that baby. Yes, you have no dancing. Because he went naked. You next time you are singing that song, I will teach you how to dance like David danced. Yeah, I will dance. Just say, like David danced, you will tell your clothes. Because he stripped himself naked. And was dancing all sorts. Azunto, Skinu. Then he said, when he said, Pastor Rahina, why are those scanners? He was the only dance you got from the new life. The dance that is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Oh, man. So, she suddenly destroyed the king and despised him. She despised him. Again, she had the background of Saul, right? She was Saul's daughter. Remember, she was the one that Saul gave David. When David what? Killed Goliath, right? This was like reward. So she had the background of Saul, and that means she must have that status, that class. No, better than a king now. That's the meat of the palace. We have that, not naturally. So, put that in mind. And then she said, what is wrong with you? Look at verse 20. And David, then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, that came out again, came out to meet David and said, look at that sarcasm and mockery. How glorious was the king of Israel today? Mockery. We have covered himself to be in the eyes of the handmaids of the servant as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. Jesus. This is some slap. As one of the vain fellows who shamelessly uncovered himself. So how glorious is the king? Can you imagine that? Honor of the earth. How glorious is the king today? Remember, she was his daughter of who? Eh? Of Saul. Saul was a king. King that was so fearsome. Samuel went to him and said, God has taken his throne from you. He said, you must not follow the people. Samuel said, I'm not following you. I'm not following you, sir. The prophet was Samuel. Samuel went down and announced David. In fact, he had no report to him and said, God, you know, today. Oh, why did I say that? So, even God can say, let's miss all. Then they are going to be like that. Even both God and man say, Hallelujah. Nobody has said, I am the Lord. Who's No. God has to do with the plan. We are getting that far. This was the same Saul that when Samuel met him, so he said, No. I can't be the king. I can't be the king. Samuel now told him, he said, were you not small in your hands when the Lord called you? You are small. You do want to. Someone was there, I was encouraging him. No, you can do it. But you know, small in your hands. When you are told to lead your first prayer, you are there. Thank you, Pastor. The privilege. Thank you for the privilege. I do not take this lightly. That means you say that in a day and you take it lightly. It should be of your heart. It's not anthem. It's not copy and paste speech. Someone has to ask it. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. I'll not be like, man, you're making money. You have taken his life. If I don't like it again, you can't find it. So, El Saul, you're not taking it lightly. The same Samuel was that person said, if you see, I'm going to have you killed. If you see anything, that God, don't say, yes, sir.
I know that. I obey you. In the prophets of the kings. Are you not small in your eyes? Now about energy. The man of God walk. You know what you say, leader? What is the Bible? Ah, you are not the pastor, God. You'll be walking on the street of gold. You say, leader, I can't wait for you. Because of what? You have amputation? Hallelujah. Yes. You don't say nothing. Look at the man. I know everything then. You know, concerning spirituals. First Corinthians 12. I want to tell you this. You want to tell to it. I'm studying some night ago. You know, there's something about the Holy Ghost. When you know that.
Why are you not small in your eyes? You say, I know, I can't teach her.
Let me just be listening. I'm a disciple. No. I've been a disciple, a professional disciple for some years now.
When did you even get born again? Where are you born again?
Live in 5 years.
I mean that you teach the gospel.
You have 10 years. Then you know your eyes.
That was Saul.
Hallelujah. That's what we are going to.
So Micah came out from that kind of person. And she had not learned her lesson. She had to learn her own herself. Her father has learned her own. He said, rather, he tried to tell you. But
do you know that the men God uses, they are also men of honor.
Look at the way David shielded Saul. When Saul died, look at what did he say? The better I came to tell us, then who are you? He came with joy. Energy.
So don't die. The one I was chasing you, I don't want to kill you, I'll die. God,
the victory, I look up forever.
David said, like, kill this one first.
Ah.
He said, yeah, this, you know, I've heard the news. Not settling, kill him first.
You don't talk against the Lord's anointed like that.
That's what he said.
You don't talk against the Lord's anointed.
Did David knew that the kingdom had been taken away from Saul?
Yes.
That's why he was anointed.
But yet he still calls him the Lord's anointed.
That's a man of honor.
I said, see, let it not be told in that. Let it not be said in the camp of the Philistines.
How about the mighty follow?
Don't let me hear this.
What? Who else would you have wanted to mock?
Apart from Saul.
He was all right. He threw the dagger. He wanted to kill him. He was looking for David. He led the palace. He was searching caves just to kill David.
Yet then he says, let it not be told. Don't tell anybody that he has passed.
We can't be proud of that. The mighty God Saul, a mighty man.
That's a man of honor.
No wonder the Lord said, David is a man after my heart.
Because God approves honor.
Hallelujah.
So look at the way Micah, after David dies. David dies! You will dance like David does.
Look at the way Micah now says, verse 20.
How glorious was the king today?
Who uncovered himself in the eyes of the servant.
Look at that mockery.
Some people just don't know how to talk.
They don't know how to talk.
Anyhow.
I don't like that service today.
I don't like it.
I don't like the way your pastor was. I don't know.
There's something about him I don't like.
Sorry.
Who is recording your likes?
The mistake we make is that we don't realize that when we determine whether we dress best or not, whether you like it or not, you are the one that is missing it.
The one preaching and teaching, that's nothing to lose.
You get a fellow, you don't get best.
And he is still changing lives.
And so, you start to talk. See the way she talks.
And you know that the Bible language, especially, is quite summative.
And it's just blending together.
Right? In the beginning, God created the heaven. That part.
And you know, yeah, just put it that way.
And then, but imagine what she would have said, Charlie.
If he's recorded as he said, as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly
recovered himself, shamelessly.
If this is summative, what must she have said that day?
Ah, that is Barole.
But, of course, because she was his wife, so there's a lot of familiarity.
I'm not ashamed to call you my man of God.
I'm ashamed.
See that,
what did you just do today in church?
Your pastor.
After getting the result.
See that, please come here, we are
your pastor.
Speak that.
No, you can call him so that. Hallelujah. There's nothing. It's okay. Promote your marital relationship. That's what we talk about.
Yes, I need to study a bit.
So there's no study. There's no study. You have issues to iron out. You don't iron anything. They're not careful. It's a church that we are ironed out.
The minority.
Do that. Before they came to you and say, let's do paro. You are expecting.
Let me even just say.
Yes. I'll talk to you about this kind of things. Every rubbish.
Put it.
Who was? I'll get by that. So you are now the right now. We have time to talk about it.
Why did you rebuke me today in church?
That's why I rebuke. If you have done well, like that old king, as if you're leading them to him, you have done well. Without any praise, sin lies in wait at your door. Hallelujah. I didn't like it. You are not down in Israel now. The Lord, let me give you.
In reality, Mika,
then I was answered. She had no child. That's the. There's a lesson for that, because I have some salvation. So there's a reason for having put there.
Mika, the daughter of Saul, had the power to be dear about them.
You can, because she was familiar. See how you respond there. You don't even know that you respond.
No.
Yes, but you now know. You see what I'm saying? That's 21. And David said unto Mika, what I did was before the Lord. Who chose me before your father?
I'm
your daddy and his household. He's not just me, and his entire household.
This is full of savages. How glorious was the king today?
See what I did, I didn't come.
You can have African, the body is just going.
You know,
Come on, hear your reply.
What I did was before the Lord.
I did this for you.
You chose me before your father.
And his entire house.
And appoints me ruler over the people of the Lord.
That's honor in his words.
Over Israel.
Therefore, I will play before the Lord.
That is, I didn't tell you how I act. Let me just say that. Don't tell you how I act.
She had lost that place of honor. She never had children till the day of her death.
So men are the custodians of God's grace.
Just realize that.
Men are the custodians of God's grace.
So you learn honor. You know how to talk.
No, sometimes you can make your observation foolishly.
There's a way she could have said it.
That it may be dishonoring.
King, can I see you in private?
Move it.
Stay with you, everything.
That's all about.
Sir, can you just put the clothes?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing very little.
Yes, I miss for the Lord.
But there are servants around.
So it doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't understand.
Is it which you actually make your observation?
Without being dishonoring.
Or when people do any
doesn't want to talk.
Sir,
listen, there's no money now.
If I was in a gift for walk,
you know,
that was not cover.
There's no other cover
for the son.
There's no cousin cover, nephew cover
for Lord.
There's no brother cover for King.
There was no son cover. Say, it's my dad now. My dad.
See, the son of pastor. You know?
Hey, your dad.
Yeah, man.
He's first your pastor.
If you have a pastor as your husband, the primary one is first your pastor.
You may need to understand that one first.
I mean, the pastor comes before my husband.
No, I won't do that.
Let me do it, okay.
As my husband has said earlier,
in the church, who's your husband?
Yeah, as my husband has said earlier,
he said, we're praying.
Go ahead with me,
okay? Family meeting, really?
You are in the church.
Your husband has said earlier.
Who knows your husband? Yeah,
who do you care?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus said, if you honor a prophet in the name of a prophet, you will receive the prophet's reward. At the point he said, if I reject you, reject me. When he gave his disciples the commandment to go and preach, tell them, don't worry, anyone who rejects you has rejected me. You see, the way we know you honor God is actually the way you honor his name. Many people will still not honor Jesus if they see him to do. Because they already have a life of personal. You don't have a personal relationship with God. Which personal relationship? So you have personal is it? Eh? You don't have a personal relationship with God. I don't have to tell you the end of the day. There is no God that has any personal relationship with God. The relationship you have with God is a collective one every believer has. Can I have some amen? Yes. It's a collective one. Sometimes some people say, you know, they ask God in their room in the morning. They choose empty. You know, you're only spirit book, you're a good morning spirit, like good morning. I read it out to you. There's no personalization, Shikoko. The relationship you have is what we all have. We are all in fellowship with the Father. So let's talk about how we talk. God will keep using a perfect man. You can pray for me, bro. God will keep using a perfect man. You have never used a single perfect man before. Observing people's weakness should not be your ministry. So, but how do the pastor talks? Receive what you want to receive. You receive what you are the one that wants to receive now. if you are that wanted, you should be the one teaching. If you know what was actually right, you should be the one in this position. So you receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. That you are angry at someone does not mean God is angry. And it doesn't mean that another person will not get blessed. Oh, guys, you come to a meeting and then you are offended throughout. And then people will hear me and say, oh wow, this has been my best meeting. I speak it up, I pray in 90s of Holy Ghost. I wonder, when you are offended. But not what happened. What happened was that you boast. First, you have come to church. Some people, that's a video of damnation. Observation. What I'm telling you now, don't tell anybody. You know about faith and sister Titi. Where are they? You go out together. When I don't know. What is better she has? What is your issue? So, you know that people better. Are you sister? In this car, you see your sister hope every time. And then you see her, when you are going, shut up. If you are not, you are always coming to tell things. See, the basic thing in every local church is, don't talk about what the other person does not need to know. That is telling me. That is what I need to know about. That's number one. Number two, don't listen to what does not concern you. Let the prayer bear. Let him bear the kids. Don't be the prayer receiver. Here's why you came. Here's what you're doing for the Lord. Look where. Observe the relationships you keep. Relationships that dishonor. Relationships that don't promote the way you honor those who God has placed in your life. Do away from those relationships. Sometimes that's work. So you do away from them. Friends by them fire. You need them. Every time I leave those friends like this, you are either offended at someone or you don't feel like praying or angry at someone. This is not the kind of friend. Stop being afraid when you leave those kind of friends. That's enough. Just now. You come to church, hear the word, pray, go for your meetings, get those. Go home. Don't get yourself involved in Miriam Aaron things. Do what you can to do. This is what you are doing for the Lord. What is not concerned, you read it. Read this message today, go spiritually, get this. Go home. Go home. Let your back. God will always use a perfect thing. A perfect man like you. A perfect man like me.
Hallelujah. Hey, Pastor, but sometimes you get me angry. Sometimes I get myself angry too.
I mean, I'm angry at me. I'm not telling you. I get you angry, man. I mean, I look at myself
and say, ah, guys. Guys, I'm not telling you, I'm getting angry. Have you seen me talk to myself before? Then you know that the way I talk to you is small. When I was younger, I used to write myself letters. And I will read it at the end of the year to give myself sex again. I didn't want to do that.
But I don't mean I told you.
My sister has gotten used to me. I was just telling you that you did yesterday. I was telling you that. I was telling you that. I thought I can use it. Let it go.
Why are you talking like an idiot to me? Why did you fool?
That's my sister. I don't see. Okay, help me ask you to tell me I'm talking like an idiot. Are you an idiot?
No.
So what's the point? You're an idiot, yes, it is.
No.
What's the point? Sometimes the devil just looks for faith and it puts it in your pants. Yeah? Offense, me here. Yeah. And he's doing you my man's
self. This is the time that you are pastor. That is me.
You offend you?
Sometimes you will not even action to the standard you want into.
There's no way to give account to you, remember. Yes, it's to receive. Yes, it's to me. Right? It is to me.
I offend you. I don't have an issue.
This is me.
I'll stop on your face sometimes. Sometimes I'll be wrong. And I'm not even up your hands. I'm not telling you my words.
Sometimes you want to receive.
No, you know, I'll come to your house.
Oh, sorry. Just get used to me. Get used to the people God is using for you. Because you don't determine who He uses.
If you have you, get your way out.
God will still use an imperfect man.
You have never used a perfect man.
Abel, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we go back to the words of Jesus. So the prophet is not honored as in his own kingdom, among his own kingdom, in his own country. That must not be our own case, huh?
Don't honor another pastor, that you are above your pastor.
You get to minister friends. You treat them like Lord of all. Then you glory.
You know the pastor, what should we buy?
For your pastor.
You know what are we getting, sir?
No. That was what I thought, I'm you. But that, yeah, you like the person.
That person, you know, not food.
And the energy, that the pastor, not food. The first thing that I don't know, bless his name.
If you have any wish of God, make this habit of nations,
then we must build on our culture of honor.
Honor one another, honor the people that is using for us.
Because that's the way we get more grace. He gives his grace to the humble.
He receives the power.
He gives his grace to the humble. If you want to grow in grace,
if you want to grow in grace for ministry,
you must be humble. And you must live the life of honor. The prophet must not be without honor in his country. Must not be without honor in his own country.
The pastor should be honored well. The leader should be well honored. You don't get familiar because you see them every time. With every sight, your sense of honor should have increased.
That's clear?
With every time you meet him again, your sense of honor should have increased. That sense of loyalty, that sense of respect to where you are.
We live the life of honor. Jesus goes to the end. Who sees the palm? He will keep resisting the palm. Let me not use the proud man. Let me give you the gift. When Gideon bought my family, I didn't know his name. He has been thousands. But I didn't know his ones. Let me work by that. Just be humble. Just be humble. Just the honoring ones. Just the ones who are ready to go all the way. No offense in your heart. All they have is pure honor in your heart to the Lord and to the people that God uses. And you see what the Lord will do. You see what he will do in your life. You see what he will do in your ministry. Honor. And your life will remain the same again. Who is by your Spirit? Spirit. Spirit.